ዘወትር ቅዳሜ ከስድስት እስከ ስድስት ተኩል የሚተላለፈውን የወንጌል ቃል እንድታዳምጡ በጌታ ፍቅር ተጋብዛችኋል። ጌታ ይባርካችሁ።
You're listening to WST 1120 AM, and this is the voice of DC cab drivers, brought to you by the Dominion of Cab Drivers. I'm Pete Tucker with the Fight Back, thefightback.org. To those celebrating the holiday, Happy Easter. DC's taxi cab industry is under attack from recently introduced medallion legislation. Unique to DC, the nation's capital has many independent owner-operators, small companies, and associations, and is not dominated by a few big companies. But all that could change. March 15th, medallion legislation was introduced by Ward 5 Councilmember Harry Thomas, Ward 8 Councilmember Marion Barry, and at-large Councilmember Michael Brown. It was co-sponsored by Ward 7 Councilmember Yvette Alexander. Ward 6 Councilmember Tommy Wells, who chairs the Committee on Public Works and Transportation, has said that he plans to hold a hearing on the bill in June. Medallions could quickly lead to a consolidation of the market, as has happened in city after city. While drivers overwhelmingly oppose the legislation, John Ray supports it. Directly following a March 30th press conference on the steps of the John A. Wilson Building, the former council member stated the introduction of medallions would lead to a few big companies having much greater control of DC's taxicab industry.
Well, I think what would happen, here in the District of Columbia is that, if people did go out if they sell their medallions just to come, I think in 20, 30, 40 years, most medallions in the district would probably be owned by five companies. I mean, the reason for that is because, unlike New York, there's a large number of companies that already own cars. For example, the folks who were here today, I mean, there was four fleet owners here. One of them owned 200, one owns 100, one owns about 80, another owns about 50. Those individuals, just like any other company, is going to be out trying to buy medallions down the road. So, and on top of that, I think there will also be a provision in the bill, because folks have expressed this in their discussions with the government officials, that they will limit the number of medallions that one company can own to ensure that one company does not own all the medallions. So I don't think that there's any fear that one company, but if you're asking me, do I believe down the road that most of the medallions is going to be owned by companies, my answer would be yes, because I think that most individuals, when they sell their medallions, companies are going to offer them more than the individual.
That was John Ray, former D.C. council member, current lobbyist, and leading medallion mouthpiece. Tuesday is the special election for at-large D.C. council member. The Fight Back has been putting 10 questions to each of the candidates, two of which are taxicab related. In past weeks, we've played the response from candidates Vincent Orange, Josh Lopez, Dorothy Douglas, Alan Page, and Brian Weaver here on the voice of DC cab drivers. This evening, we hear from the remaining three candidates, beginning with Tom Brown. Question number four, DC taxicab fares are some of the lowest in the country. Would you be in support of making DC fares competitive with neighboring jurisdictions?
I have to take a look at that. I have to be quite honest. I'm not certain on that one. I haven't done enough research on that. I can tell you that I have been looking at the new medallion initiative that's being presented for action, and I'm not certain that I support anything that's going to drive small entrepreneurs like independent cab drivers out of business. But in that regard, in terms of raising fares, I have to research further.
Well, this may be a bit redundant then, but question number five, what is your position on the recently introduced taxicab medallion legislation?
Well, I think that we have to take a look at the legislation and how it's going to keep a level playing field for small independent companies and taxicab drivers. I'm always protecting the smaller entrepreneur in a deal, and I'm just concerned that the larger companies don't kind of, wash away or do away with our small entrepreneurs. So that part of legislation I'm very concerned about. So I'm interested in seeing how we can get something in the direction that's a little more fair and inviting to the smaller independent taxicab driver.
That was Tom Brown, one of the candidates in Tuesday's special election for at-large D.C. council member. Also running is Republican Patrick Mara. D.C. taxicab fares are some of the lowest in the country. Would you be in support of making D.C.'s fares competitive with neighboring jurisdictions?
It is, it's something I would definitely consider. I'm a data guy, so I'd like to see what the fares are in neighbor jurisdictions. I'd like to see the distance of the trips, I'd like to see our number of drivers versus their number of drivers. So I'm definitely more data-driven. I think that's something I would consider, but I'd like to read more on what is exactly happening in surrounding jurisdictions right now.
Question number five, what is your position on the recently introduced taxicab medallion legislation?
So the issue here is that, you know, first of all, I don't own a car. I only take the metro, bus, I also ride a bike. And so I do from time to time do take taxi cabs. And this is something that, you know, without a vehicle, I do have to rely on from time to time. So here are some things that I notice. First of all, whenever I go east of the river, my driver almost always gets lost. Number two, talking loudly on the phone. I think there's probably a lot of the folks listening right now have been in a cab where a cab driver is talking loudly on the phone, and that just should not be the way the ride is. The cab should be, beyond Memorial Day, the cab should be air conditioned. It does get pretty humid in the district. And, you know, generally speaking, you know, the driver should also not be smoking in the cab. Now, as I understand it, these are all rules or laws on the book. But I think the greater problem right now is that we're not adequately enforcing these rules and laws that are on the book. I do believe very strongly in entrepreneurship. And so I think, I mean, this is an area, too, that I definitely want to study a bit more. But as for medallions, especially in the district, I have concerns that it would severely limit the number of drivers in the district, and it would discourage entrepreneurship, which is something, as I mentioned in the first couple portions, we really don't do very much at all to encourage entrepreneurship. And oddly, that is the one rare areas where we do encourage entrepreneurship.
That was Patrick Mara, candidate in Tuesday's special election for at-large D.C. council member. Tuesday's election will also fill two seats on the State Board of Education in Wards 4 and 8. A special election is needed to fill the Ward 4 seat because the former State Board of Education member from Ward 4, Sekou Biddle, was nominated by the D.C. Democratic State Committee to fill Kwame Brown's at-large seat, which opened up when Brown was sworn in as chair of the D.C. Council. Councilmember Biddle is attempting to hold on to his seat in Tuesday's election. Yesterday, he addressed the D.C. Professional Taxicab Drivers Association at the Woodridge Library. I caught up with Councilmember Biddle as he was leaving. Question number four, D.C.'s taxicab fares are some of the lowest in the country. Would you be in support of making D.C. fares competitive with neighboring jurisdictions?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that we've got to have an industry that where the drivers can afford to, once again, make a living and provide a vital service to all of our residents. Obviously, you know, we've made a transition to a new system, and I think it needs to be evaluated to make sure it meets everyone's needs.
Question five, what is your position on the recently introduced taxicab medallion legislation?
Yeah, you know, currently I'm not really supportive of the medallion legislation, in part because I have real concerns about putting a cap on the number of operators in the system and the way that might have a downward impact on the availability of services to our residents.
That was Councilmember Sekou Biddle, who is attempting to hold on to his seat in Tuesday's election. This is the Voice of D.C. Cab Drivers, brought to you by the Dominion of Cab Drivers here on WUST 1120 AM. I'm Pete Tucker with the Fight Back, thefightback.org, and joined by Dominion of Cab Drivers members Pete Harmon, Idris Youssef, and Larry Frankel, who's also chairman of the Small Business Association of D.C. Taxi Cab Drivers. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any comments, maybe Larry, to start on the candidates and their responses to the questions on the medallion legislation?
Well, it's very obvious on who has kept up with our issues and who hasn't. I would think that any candidate for city council should be familiar with taxicab issues in the District of Columbia. And to give an answer that it wasn't a direct answer to your questions there just shows how up-to-date these people are, not only with our issues, but probably with issues across the city. But let me stress to the cab drivers that this is an important election for us. It is important that you talk to the fares that live in the District of Columbia and our registered voters, that this is important to you as a driver to get the vote out. We need to defeat Mr. Orange, Mr. Vincent Orange, and We need to see someone competitive, somebody up to date, someone like Mr. Biddle in office. So the best thing you can be telling your fares is please make a studied judgment of the candidates and get out and vote for sure this Tuesday.
Larry Frankel, when you hear the question asked about the taxicab medallion legislation, what are some of the things that you're hoping to hear from the candidates?
Well, I'm hoping to hear that this was the most ridiculous bill they'd ever read in their entire life, that there isn't a certain aspect of this bill which should be brought into legislation whatsoever. I mean, from anyone who has read this bill would realize that it would underserve the District of Columbia fantastically. Its citizens, it would do the outside residents a disservice who depend on DC cab service to get back home at the end of the night, and it would be also a disservice, of course, to the drivers. And especially, you know, this bill touts the fact that those drivers that have 20 or more years experience would be benefiting from this bill. Well, if you actually see the provisions, you would understand that these would be the people who are probably least going to get this medallion. So drivers are cut out of this almost completely. And what only buddy that seems to be at all a benefit to getting these medallions is Mr. Schaefer and Mr. Schaefer's companies. That's about it.
Larry Frankel, in addition to being chairman of Dominion of Cab Drivers, also chairman of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. As I speak with drivers, a number of whom are not familiar with this organization, I was wondering if you could describe it a bit.
Okay. I think almost everybody knows Dominion. We've been around for a while. But the Small Business Administration of Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers is the cooperative association of driver-owned companies and the advocating organizations. I'm sitting here without my complete list, of course, but it certainly is not only Dominion, but is the DC Professional Taxicab Drivers Association. It includes driver companies as Challenger, UVC, Grand, Wonder, Washingtonian. Who am I missing here? Come on, guys, help me out.
It's an umbrella organization encompassing.
With the complete group membership, we have a representation of 4,000 cab drivers among all the members. So we have been the driving advocating force. We have met now with, of course, Tommy Wells. We have a meeting this week with Mary Shea. We have certainly met with candidate Biddle. We continue to Tommy. Did I say Tommy Wells?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we continue to go to all your meetings, all the DCTC meetings and city council meetings. And as an advocating group, we've gotten well respected and well received.
This is the voice of DC cab drivers here on WUST 1120 AM. If you want to join the conversation, dial 703-534-9878. 703-534-9878. Shortly, we expect to hear from Nathan Price, chairman of DC Professional Taxi Cab Drivers Association. Mr. Price and the DC Professional Taxi Cab Drivers Association yesterday held a meeting at the Woodridge Library in which Councilmember Sekou Biddle came and spoke. And it was a three-hour meeting dealing with the taxi cab medallion legislation. I look forward to hearing from Mr. Price shortly. I also want to turn to Idris Youssef, a member of Dominion of Cab Drivers, who has gone out and made a connection with a car wash, New York Avenue Car Wash, who's got a special deal for cab drivers. And Idris, welcome, and tell us about this.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you, Larry, everybody, for doing a wonderful job to support cab drivers of D.C. We went out and talked to a car wash. They're willing to help this radio show if a lot of cab drivers go there and do business. Like, the address is 39 New York Avenue, Northeast. If you need a car wash, they're going to make it $8 for cab drivers. If you tell them you heard it on this radio, make sure you pay only $8, and they're going to give you a discount. They're going to give you complete wash, full service, free vacuum, everything. So go ahead and do your business there. By doing that, you're going to support this radio show because give us promise they're going to help us if a lot of cab drivers go there and do their business. And thank you, Pete, for giving me this.
Thanks, Idris. And also, if you wanted to weigh in on the medallion legislation, which that was the subject of Mr. Price's meeting yesterday, and we're going to be talking about that further today. I don't know if you had any thoughts you wanted to share on this legislation.
Yeah, this legislation is going to put everybody out of business, especially the cab drivers who started less than 20 years. Even if you drive more than 20 years, it's going to put you out of business unless you stand up and fight for this bill to get pulled out of the proposal. We're going to be out of business. So Mr. Price, I've been meeting with him, and he's a good man. He's fighting for our rights. I just want to urge all the drivers to join either DC Professional or all your companies. Tell them that, you know, this is not the time to sit down. We want to help. So we're going to make a big difference if we start helping our companies. Thank you.
Thanks, Idris. Pete Harmon, I want to bring you into the conversation. Welcome to the show. I'm sure you have some thoughts to share with us.
Okay, I'll try to be brief, which would be unusual for me. I think what we have most looks like at least about 90% of the cab drivers will be put out of business. Even drivers that think they may get a medallion, the ones that live in the district and paid taxes for the last 5 years and meet our requirements, there's a stipulation in the bill that says you have to be in good standing with the taxi cab commission. That's a very subjective judgment. Mr. Swain is still in charge of that. Mayor Gray promised to get rid of him, but, you know, Mr. Swain's whole purpose has been to destroy our industry and put us out of business. I have printed up thousands of copies of a summary of the bill. It's been left at the Diamond Cab Lot, USA. I think that's Gold Cab next door to USA Cab. And also Five Star Cab. You can pick up copies of a summary of the bill at any of these locations. We're going to put out some more of them. The summary is quite accurate, except for a couple minor things. The question about the 20-year age limit. If you license out, the bill itself is very unclear, but the way it seems to read is if you have had a license for 20 years and do not live in a district, you qualify to get a medallion, but you probably will be in line after Mr. Schaefer and certain cab companies, so the odds are you will not be allowed to buy a medallion. You'll have to pay $4,000 for it. So basically what I'm saying, even people like myself who think they might qualify will probably be disqualified. The whole idea of this bill is to put as many individual cab drivers, small companies out of business. And all the, for example, Diamond Cab, doesn't own any taxis. It's been in business for 85 years. It will be out of business because Diamond is just an association of cab drivers. And speaking of which, I also have an advertisement too. This is Mike's shop that's at the Diamond Cab Lot. He's been a supporter of ours. I have to apologize. I was supposed to put his ad on the last 2 weeks. He rents Diamond Cabs. He has a full service shop. And he's really crazy about giving you guys really low prices. I'm not sure how he makes money, but he does a complete brake job for $89, all four brakes, pads, everything included. He does a complete oil change, including oil filter, for $25. And he does a complete tune-up for $140, including all their wires and plugs and everything. You just can't beat the price. That's a tune-up for an 8-cylinder car, of course, a taxi cab. So come in to 1100 Rhode Island Avenue, 1101 Rhode Island, 11th and Rhode Island, Diamond Cab Lot. Ask for Crazy Mike. He'll be happy to give you a really, really good deal on working on your car. And please come in and tell him you heard us about in a radio show. He's been supporting us, and we need to support him. Go ahead.
Thanks, Pete Harmon. This is the voice of DC cab drivers, brought to you by the Dominion of Cab Drivers here on 1120 AM WUST. To join the conversation, call 703-534 334-9878-703-534-9878. And we have a caller on the air. Nathan Price, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, I just want to first thank the Million of Cabs for being able to provide this forum for drivers and the public to understand the plight of the taxi cab industry in the district. One of the things I want to say is that yesterday, April 23rd, we had something like a town hall meeting where we asked drivers to come and give their opinions. The activities were very robust and very energetic because the main thing was on the topic was the medallion issue. And what we try to do is be as informative to drivers as possible so they can make informed, intelligent decisions about these medallions and whether it would go benefit them or not. However, I'm sorry, it was only attended by less than 100 drivers, and it should have been easily about 300 or 400. And basically what really came out of it is that the drivers across the board wish that all the major taxi industry groups would join together so they can have us one voice to make this thing successful. And that basically all of them believe that the city has conspired against them, put them in a very critical, unfair economical dilemma. Hello?
Yeah, thanks, Nathan. Thanks, Nathan Price. I wasn't sure if you were finished there.
That's pretty much, there may be more I need to talk about, but the main thing is that I want drivers to keep listening to this station so that they are able to make the kind of decisions that is very necessary, because their lives, the lifeline of their family depends on them making a very critical and intelligent decision. Because basically those people who sit at the table and write this type of legislation up do not have a driver's best interest nor the public. They have a very selfish agenda. And basically, we plan on taking the information or synopsis of information that we got together yesterday and put it in some type of written form and submit it to the mayor and people on the council and pretty much letting them know that the drivers are very unhappy that decisions were made behind closed doors without inviting them to the table. And I want to thank the Million of Cabs for inviting me and letting me address this issue. And hopefully sometime in the future, I'll have maybe a more positive spin from the drivers, and they'll be better off.
One more question.
Thank you very much.
I have one more question if you have another minute, Nathan Price.
Sure, go ahead.
There's always been industry that wanted to move in and take this unique taxi cab industry and bring it into the hands of a few large companies, but somehow taxi cab drivers have fought that off for years, for decades. You've been at this for years and for decades, and I was wondering if you could, yes, this is a very threatening position that drivers find themselves in with this medallion legislation, but it's not the first time this industry has been threatened.
I'm sorry, pause the last part of the question I didn't hear.
While this is a very perilous position that DC taxi cab drivers find themselves in right now, this is not the first time that this industry has been threatened. And as someone who has been at this for years and for decades, I was wondering if you had any thoughts on how you have fought it off these attempts in years past.
Well, basically, this is something that they've wanted to do maybe the entire little less than 40 years I've been in the industry. But in order to do this, they needed two things. They needed a division of drivers. They needed time and distance meters. And they needed a stepping stone of legislations, whether it was the residency requirement or other various bills, that whether they were diversionary or not, they were needed. And once all these things became in place, then they needed a certain cadre of people on the city council that they knew that they could push these things through. And when all these things became very evident that they were all in place, now they're hitting the drivers. The drivers only right now recourse. The courts will take years without question. You might find some solace in legislators who are outside the district if they feel the impact will be negative to their political jurisdiction. The drivers becoming on the welfare or become somehow needing the state to survive. But the drivers need to first primarily look at the local government itself and being able to take this battle to the streets. The most quickest battle you can take to the street is drivers to volunteer and try to help the Goo Biddle run for a large seat. He's given us a promise that he will aid us, which doesn't guarantee he will, but at least it's a promise. We need as many friends on the council as we can. Those who we have deemed as outright enemies, and they are very easy to point out, that's Thomas Brown, Michael Brown, that is, Brock Marbury, and Yvette Alexander. We need to attack them immediately. We need to attack them quick and hard. We have to send a message to the council that we're unified, and we oppose this. And we will affect their ability to pass further legislation and their ability to get reelected. This is one way we can defeat this bill and be a part of anything in the future that will actually be that lifeline for our family's survival in this country.
That's the voice.
And I hope that answered, basically what you're looking for.
That's the voice of Nathan Price. Thank you so much for joining us, Chairman of DC Professional Taxi Cab Drivers Association, who's been at this for years and decades. Pete Harmon, again, thank you, Nathan. If you have to go, thanks again for your time.
My pleasure. And I'm at a function, a family function. It's kind of noisy, but I couldn't help but I want to really stress to the drivers: this is a winnable battle. The odds are against us, but if we stand together, we can win it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nathan Price. Pete Harmon, you wanted to jump in quickly, and then we have another caller who's waiting on the line.
Yes, I just want to say the flyers, the copies of the summaries of the bills, I've actually been passing out some of them to the customers, my cab, after I talk to them and tell them that they're going to lose 65% of their cabs. We are going to be printing up flyers, tens of thousands of them, that you can pass out to your customers. You need to talk to your customers. Do not believe that the public is against us. The public will be with us. There's going to be a hearing June 21st on this bill, I believe is the date, my birthday. And we need to get the public involved. We get the public upset about this. They're angry. People I talk to are, of course, upset that they're going to lose cabs, and you tell them their cab's going to cost more. And they're also upset that the drivers are being raped, their businesses taken away from them. We need a public relations. We're going to have small flyers, but you can even these flyers that have the bill on it, you can give some of them to the customers and talk to them. There's kind of a long summary of the bill, but there's a lot of lawyers in Washington. They like to read these things. So we need to get the public on our side. Yes, tell them to call their city councilman, get involved. Go ahead with the next caller.
Okay, I was mistaken about the caller. I wanted to turn to, well, Nathan Price mentioned that it's time to take this to the streets, and he mentioned Councilmember Wardy, Councilmember and former Mayor Marion Barry, is one of the introducers of the legislation, along with at-large Councilmember Michael Brown and Ward 5 Councilmember Harry Thomas, and it was co-sponsored by Ward 7 Councilmember Yvette Alexander. I just wanted to point out that tomorrow evening, Mayor Gray kicks off his 8 town hall meetings on his fiscal year 2012 budget. That's tomorrow, Monday evening, at Savoy Elementary, located at 2400 Shannon Place Southeast in Ward 8. The Ward 8 council members, Mary and Barry, along with council members Thomas and Brown, introduced the medallion legislation, which was again co-sponsored by Yvette Alexander. What's more, at the March 30th press conference on the steps of the John A. Wilson building, Councilmember Barry used xenophobic language to attack taxicab drivers.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. For those of you who are not from America, we welcome you. But we do things just a little bit differently here in Washington, that's all. We have disagreements without attacking anybody. We have disagreements without shouting down anybody. That's how we do it, right? And it works that way. That's right. Well, the time to express that is at the hearing. I will let all you all know when the hearing. You ought to pack the chambers up there. You ought to get on the witness list. You ought to disagree as much as you want to disagree, and let the council members hear you. All right, that's how we want to do it.
Did you sign that?
Yes.
That was former mayor and Ward 8 councilmember Marion Barry on the steps of the John A. Wilson building at a March 30th press conference using xenophobic language. Tomorrow evening in Ward 8, Mayor Gray kicks off the first of his 8 town halls on the fiscal year 2012 budget at Savoy Elementary, located at 2400 Shannon Place Southeast. This is the voice of DC cab drivers, brought to you by the Dominion of Cab Drivers here on 1120 AM WUST. To join the conversation, call 703-534-9878. 703-534-9878. And Ephraim is now joining us. Welcome to the show. Ephraim, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for accepting my call. And I really like to commend you for everything that you're doing. You're doing a superb job. What I would like to say is we need to have a united front. And we have to come from passive to active, which means like this bill, the medallion bill, is not doing any good to the customer, is not doing any good to the drivers, which means it really makes us, makes us like we're a dam, because this thing has been cooked for a long time, because it's only 4 months, today is April. It's only 4 months this mayor took the office. And this bill is coming, 20 already started. And to impose it on us, I don't think it's constitutional, because it's based on a kickback. You know, some of the DC councils or the mayor, he's a friend of some taxi drivers. And to please, certain individuals or certain companies, is not, completely unfair. So what I really want to say on the line is, everybody, we have to have, a front, which means like united front, instead of individuality, because I see different taxi drivers, they have different opinions about this. No matter what, whatever opinion we have, unless we are together, there's no way, we can win this thing. And the other thing I want to, I would like to ask you is, I do believe that the DC Council will pass the bill, because it's a done deal. Mm. It has been done behind the door. So what I want to know is, do these things go to the Congress, or what is the plan and action, or, if you can give me some kind of input.
Well, Ephraim, I've watched a lot of things that appear to be a done deal get undone. So while this was, you might want to turn your radio down if you're listening to it.
Okay.
So I've watched a lot of deals that, appear to have been done behind closed doors that, the interest behind them would love to have said they were a done deal become undone. And, this bill has not been voted on a single time. Tommy Wells is the council member who chairs the Committee on Transportation, and I'm forgetting the exact name, Public Works and Transportation. He's going to hold a hearing in June, and then so that there's that won't even be the vote, and then there'll be a vote in that committee, and then there'll be two votes in the DC Council. Now, between now and June is a lot of time to go, you know, to target the council members whose names are on this bill, to let all the council members know that there is enormous opposition among drivers, because the way the press has portrayed it is, oh, well, drivers are divided. Well, drivers are overwhelmingly not divided, but overwhelmingly opposed to this legislation. And so I don't think that this is by any stretch of the imagination over. Certainly the interests that want it to be over would like that to be the case, but this is by no means a done deal. It's a street fight, as Nathan Price said. And so between now and that time, it's going to be up to drivers and those of us who have a conscience and don't want to see this industry go to the hands of a few to step up and really put pressure on the individual council members whose names will have to be affixed to that piece of legislation and let them know that there will be consequences. I don't know if any, we have a couple calls in the air. I don't know if anyone else wanted to jump in, but I did have a question for you, Ephraim. Are you part of any association?
Actually, I'm independent, but I would be more than happy, you know, to help in any ways, in any time, you know. You know, I'll be happy. But as I said, you know, we need united front.
Thank you, Fryman. And Larry, do you have, because this is a lot of taxi cab drivers are independent, and therefore it's hard to, and yet they want to join this effort, it's hard to get information to, and that's what makes this industry so unique, is that there are so many independent drivers. The flip side, though, is it can be difficult to get information to independent drivers.
Well, that's right. That's what we're doing here right now with this radio show. We felt this was one of the best ways to reach the drivers. So, drivers like yourself, Ephraim, what we need you to do is tell other cab drivers to listen in on our show. And this would be the best source of giving you up-to-date information every week. Besides that, we have quite a few leaflets that are coming out and have been out. You have to get these flyers and read them. I know some of it is rather boring, but what we're trying to do is get their individual independent drivers like yourself up on the issues. So when we need you to come to City Council, you will be able to tell the City Council members exactly, you know, they're looking for facts, they're looking for figures, they're looking for how these situations of low fares and the medallion bill and all their other stress of hack inspectors really has bared on you and your family. So, you know, what we have right now, I can assure you that the associations and driver companies are working together. There has never been another time period in the Washington taxicab industry where so many diverse associations and companies are working in unison. We're meeting every week, and we are coming with the strategies that are needed to not only overturn the medallion bill, but to make it a strong industry, one that will have a centralized organization. So what I'd say, once again, to independent drivers like yourself, Ephraim, is listen, and I know you're ready to help, and we're going to be asking you to do so many, many times over. So thank you for calling in, for sure.
I have, if you don't mind, I have just one question. You know, about residency, you know, there are police officers who live reside in Virginia, but they work in the district. So why is only the cab drivers that are targeted, they have to live in D.C. to work in D.C.?
Okay.
I mean, is it unconstitutional, you know, to say that at all? You know, that's what I don't understand.
It's true. It's very true that we seem to be one of the, if not the only industry picked on in this matter. The police, the fire department, even appointees in cabinet positions haven't been D.C. residents. So we have brought that issue across many times, and we find that it's not only an issue that is vital to the rest of us, but also deserves some litigation. And if this is not something the city will be backing down, I assure you that we'll be moving to on a litigation pathway with this.
Thanks for the call, Ephraim. And you. Also, thefightback.org, we're archiving these shows and a number of other interviews with taxi cab drivers, which can help get some of the information out there. We have a number of other callers waiting on the line, so we're going to go through the queue as best we can. Welcome to the show, caller.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, the Medallion Bill, like we are hearing it, it's not going to be good for drivers. Okay, but how are we going to fight it back is the problem. The thing is, we've been fighting the government for every bill through the court system. And we've been losing. And I think Mr. Price is recommending always that we have to gather money, get to hire a lawyer, and fight it in the court system, which we've been doing for the last, I don't know, 5 or 10 years. And we've been losing. We didn't win. The court system is not hearing us. It's not working.
Well, I don't know that I would say it's not.
So, I mean, with this Medallion Bill, I don't know.
Can I just jump in?
Is it through civil disobedience or against the court system, which is not good on our favor at all?
Can I just jump in for 1 second? Because I don't know that it's not working. I mean, in fact, that the fact that there isn't a Medallion legislation in the Washington, D.C. is proof that it is working, that for years the activism that has kept D.C.
unique. One time they refused to give DCTC or registration for D.C., outside D.C., people who live outside D.C. in Maryland and Virginia. We went to the court system to fight that, and we didn't even stand there. Threw the case on our face. And then on this meter thing, we went to court. We all say, let's gather money, let's give it to the lawyer, and let's go and fight in court system. We went, we did that, and we didn't stand for a day even. They threw the case on our face.
Yeah.
So, about this Medallion thing, is it going to be the same procedure to the court system? Because I think Mr. Price is always recommending that we have to go to court, let's gather money, let's reunite, let's give it to lawyers, and let's go there. We've been losing.
Well,
so if it's going to be the same way with this Medallion Bill, I don't think so it's going to work.
Okay, well,
so
thanks.
We have to say, let's get out from this court system, and let's bring some other ways to fight this thing back. Like you said, it's a straight fight, like you said.
Right, and we pointed out that tomorrow evening, Mayor Gray opens up his 8 town hall meetings in Ward 8, and Marion Barry, the Ward 8 council member, is one of the co-introducers of the legislation. But I do think that's absolutely right, to not wait for the court system. There's a lot of that needs to be done between now and then, and the council members are the ones who have in their hands whether or not this legislation gets passed. And Larry, frankly, you wanted to jump in.
Also assure the drivers that we do have lawyers, that we have a law group called Aiken and Gump. They have been our lawyers for 9 months. The clients are listed as the Dominion of Cab Drivers and the Professional Taxi Cab Drivers Association. That was done so because both groups are advocating groups strictly, and we could get the lawyers pro bono, which means we could get them free of charge. Now, they have been active on the case, and I assure you that this has been the one trump card that we've been holding in our hands that the politicians know about. And Mr. Fenty backed off in the end of his administration because we had these lawyers. And I assure you that our credibility with the politicians that we have now are also because of this law group. Now, please, you know, what it takes is a strategy where you just can't rush into court. We could rush into court. We could have rushed into court again with Fenty, and winning would have meant still a very long time. It would have gone over into the Gray administration, something that we were hoping that Gray would have resolved. But once again, the security is knowing that we have law firm on the case, and they've been very diligent. And I'm just going to ask the drivers for a little more patience, and I believe that you'll see results that we're hoping for.
Yeah, patience on the court front maybe, but when it comes to the council members, you know, now is the time, because These days and weeks will determine whether years from now there are a medallion legislation.
Oh, absolutely. We're not letting hold of the city council members. In fact, we hope to meet with every single one over the next week or two. And as I was saying, we have meetings already planned with several of them. And we're going to at least put them on notice for sure.
That's the voice of Larry Frankel, chairman of Dominion of Cab Drivers, as well as chairman of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. This is the voice of DC Cab Drivers. I'm Pete Tucker with the Fight Back, thefightback.org, and we'd like to welcome Michael to the conversation. Welcome to the voice of DC Cab Drivers.
My name is Michael. I'm from Arlington, Virginia.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a member of the steering committee of Arlington United Taxi Cab organization here in Arlington, Virginia. And we are suffering. We are seriously suffering because the ordinance, the taxi code ordinance that we have, is not for the driver, it's for the company only. Therefore, if you guys are going to go into that situation, we have all the experience. We can share that experience with you. We're really suffering. Now, by giving or introducing this medallion law for 10,000 cab drivers, 10,000 cab drivers means they're going to get out of jobs. What are they going to do? Become homeless or become street gangsters? So the city itself is inviting trouble. And what I say is, you will win because you're powerful. You're 10,000 in number. Therefore, just create unity between you guys, between the taxi drivers, and you will win. Your persistence will help. And you're connected, well connected here in the city, the way I say, with the Congress, with the Senate, with the White House, with everybody, and everybody like you. You have all the support, and just ask them to support you. And they will be. And I'm sure, sad that I can learn Mr. Berry is involved in such an issue. One person against 10,000 residents, that's injustice. Therefore, keep up. You'll be okay. And we'll be at your side. We support you.
Thank you so much. Michael, I wonder if you could briefly describe, you said you're suffering under the medallion in medallions in Alexandria, is it? I was wondering if you could briefly describe what that's like.
Well, it's not in the ordinance, it doesn't say medallion, but the system is the same. All the taxi cab numbers that you see affixed on every taxi cab is a number given to the company. They own it, although you own the cab. You invest about $30,000-$40,000 in a cab, and they still own it, and they can fire you anytime, because your hair is not, you know, cut properly, or you're not properly dressed, or your smile is not good for them.
Thanks so much for the call.
So I think the drivers need to be careful before. Do they want to go into a slavery when they have their independence at hand right now? Do they want to give the bread that they have to somebody, a company? You know, what we pay per day? We pay up to $130, $140 per day for a taxi cab rental.
Michael, if you can hang on, and we're going to put you on hold. Larry wants to get your contact information. If somehow you get hung up on, call back, please. But we want to get your contact information. Larry, okay. Do you want to jump in with anything?
Yeah. In fact, I wanted to thank you, Michael. I mean, the fight for cab drivers not only exists in Washington, D.C. And where you are, too. It's countrywide and just about worldwide. It seems like at this moment, cab drivers are being picked on in every municipality. And if they don't have medallions, they're getting medallions. If they... have medallions already. It's becoming more stressful for the drivers. The drivers are having to pay more. So the situation isn't good. So thank you for calling in and for your support here. And like I said, I'd like you to remain online because I want your contact information because we want to work with you too. We can only be strong by being a regional group that could fight for taxi cab issues here.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for the call. This is the voice of DC cab drivers here on 1120 AM WUST. To join the conversation, call 703-534-9878. We'd now like to welcome PESFA to the conversation. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the voice of DC cab drivers.
Thank you. To defeat this proposed bill, we need a united voice and a united cab driver. And we need to educate the public. But finally, what decides the whole thing is how strong we stay. That strength is to be expressed how much money we contribute. Money means we are serious. $20 a month from each cab driver will do the job. When they see we have lots of money, they will back off. If we do not contribute money and we only depend on pro bono, they will see that we are not serious. To show our seriousness and our strength, we need to contribute through our companies. $20 won't kill us. $20 for this cause is just a very small amount. We all need to contribute money and stay united and follow our leaders. Each of us do not know the details. The guys who are now on the show, our leaders, are the ones who know the details. And these people need to be followed. We need to follow them and speak in one voice. But to be serious and to be taken seriously by everybody, we need to contribute money. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pastor. One question for you. Are you part of an association?
Yes, I belong to UVC.
Oh, great. Great. Well, thanks for the call. And now I'd like to turn... Pete Harmon, do you want to jump in?
Yes, I just want to say that your cab association company can collect money and keep it on their own, and we can use it either for other lawyers or for flyers or for... organizing work
for this show,
for the show, this show here. We have a lot of us have been spending out of our pocket for this. You know, this a few dollars here. You're going to lose more than a few dollars when I take away your cab. You will not be able to drive your cab anymore. Some drivers have new cabs. They're paying $600 a month payments on it. You're going to have to park it come January 1st or so if they pass this bill. We will be out of business. That's the whole idea. We have to do we are lined up against the wall. They're sticking the bullets in a gun right now. This is it. This is the final solution for DC cab drivers. No more than 5 or 10% of us are going to have a chance to even buy our business back. They want us out of business. They can do everything possible, get as many of us out as possible. There's small cab companies out of business. And even if we defeat this, we have to stay. We have to, like you say, keep contributing money to, you know, so we have the ability to do whatever we need to do quickly, because there's people with hundreds of millions of dollars that would like to buy into this business, that would like to control these medallions. They can be worth hundreds of millions of dollars as total business if they cut down the number of cabs enough. We have to proselytize, talk to the public, talk to your riders, tell them what it means to you. You're going to be out of business. Tell them what it means to them, that they're going to have one-third as many cabs and going to pay twice as much. This is what's going to happen. This is not a joke. This is life or death for us. So we have to be careful. Also, while we're mentioning this...
we got two calls, Pete.
Okay, go ahead.
We got two callers in these last 5 minutes, so let me welcome one of those callers to the air. Caller, welcome to the voice of DC cab drivers.
Call sign, contact number, your contact number.
You want to get the contact information for Dominion of Cab Drivers?
Yes.
Okay. Larry, do you want to give that?
I can give
him. Okay, Idris.
Yeah, you can either call us our phone number. My personal phone number is 202-536-0433. Or you can call Larry.
We'll give one number.
You can call me, 202-536-0433, and we can give you all the information you need. And I just want to say, Monday and Tuesday, we need your help, you know, transporting people to the vote, to the polling station. Basically, if you want to help Mr. Seko Biddle, his address is 1004 6th Street, Northwest. You can call him or go there. It used to be Grace campaign headquarters on 6th and K Street. Or you can call the same number I gave you, and we can give a hand on this election to the voters.
Thanks, Idris. We have another caller on the air. Joannes, welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how's it going? If you're listening to the radio, if you could turn that off.
Oh, okay, 1 second. Okay. 1 second.
Okay. This is the Voice of
DC. I'm online?
Yep, you're
online?
Yep, you are online. You're welcome to the show.
Yeah, my question to you is that, you know, there are some cab drivers who live in Virginia and some who live in Maryland. So we have congressmen, we have senators, you know, these people, you know, we pay taxes here, we live in this. So you don't think that it is a good idea to put our signatures and give this to senators? I think they have more power on D.C. or on the city council. I think they can turn the table around.
Well, sir, let me address this real fast. This is something that I don't think the cab drivers know, is that Senator Moran of Virginia has written a letter to the D.C. City Council in support of Virginia taxi cab drivers that work in the district. And what we're asking, actually, Senator Moran to do is put into a budget bill somewhat similar to what Senator Carl Levin did that changed from zones to meters. What we're asking Moran to do is to put something into a bill which states that D.C. cannot discriminate on the basis of residence. And as I said, Senator Moran has already written a letter to the city council stating that he doesn't see this as a good issue for the city council or for the city to keep on going with. So we're hoping to get this residency issue straightened out very soon.
And there's some good lobbying going on regarding the Virginia, and I don't know if it's also Maryland, legislators, but it is important to note that it is the D.C. Council and the D.C. Council alone which will make the decision. And so as much attention as possible should be brought to bear on those 13 council members, 8 wards, and 5 at-large council members. We have a minute left. Pete Harmon, Larry Frankel, Idris Youssef, if you have any final thoughts you'd care to share in this last minute.
Let me say one more time about the car wash. They're willing to help this radio show.
Okay,
so if you cab drivers willing to go and do your business to wash cars, they do carpet, everything for $8, clean, vacuum, full service. So their address is 39 New York Avenue, Northeast. Thank you.
Thanks, Idris. Pete Harmon.
One quick ad. Come to 1101 Rywood Island Avenue. Get your oil change for $25, your brakes fixed for $90, and your tune-up done. And also pick up the summary of the medallion bill there from Mike, or you can pick it up from the Diamond office at 1101 Rhode Island. Come and pick up a summary, pick up a few, and hand them out to other drivers. We need to disseminate information as much as possible.
Larry Frankel, 20 seconds.
United we stand. Let's stay united. Thank you for listening in tonight.
Thanks so much for listening to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers, brought to you by Dominion of Cab Drivers here on 1120 AM, WUST. I'm Pete Tucker with The Fight Back, thefightback.org, which is where this show will be archived. Thanks to Paul Kent for engineering. Happy Easter to Francis Stewart, our normal engineer. Stay tuned and catch you next week. Thanks
for
joining us.
Happy Ethiopian Easter for all.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Thunder Treadmill. So much care.